Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all things that are going to have happened for the week of March 2nd, 2020 before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. I'm going with Onward. It's a story of two brothers embarking on a quest to discover there's still magic out there in a suburban fantasy world and trying to bring their father back for at least one day. This is from Pixar, so I think this is going to be a good time without a question. For TV pages, on Monday, FX has the premiere of Breeders. Tuesday, the three major networks are all doing Super Tuesday coverage, but ID does have the premiere of Reasonable Doubt. For Wednesday, ABC has Volcano Live with Nick Luenda. That's live, so if he falls into the thing, you could see him happen. You have FXX has the premiere of Dave. For Thursday, True TV has the finale of Impractical Jokers. FX has the premiere of Better Things. FXX has the premiere of Cake. We has the finale of Growing Up Hip Hop. And ID has My Murder Story premiere. Friday, FX has the Most Dangerous Animal of All premiere. For Saturday, Fox has Boxing Live. And HBO has the premiere of Yesterday. For Sunday, Nat Geo has the premiere of Extreme Rescues. For box office results, in fifth place you have Bad Boys for Life. Fourth place, My Hero Academia, Heroes Rising. Third place, Call of the Wild. Second place, Sonic the Hedgehog. And in first place, making a very respectable $29 million, is The Invisible Man. For movies coming out this week, Emma is the latest adaptation of the Jane Austen novel about love and romance. You also have The Way Back. This is a sports drama about a former basketball phenom named Jack, who's struggling with alcoholism and a tragic loss, who was offered a coaching job at his alma mater, starring Ben Affleck. And again, you also have Onward. For DVDs, you have Queen and Slim, Dark Waters, and Playmobil the Movie. For online services, Netflix has Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter Life Crisis, you have Ugly Delicious, Season 2, and Spencer Confidential. Hulu has Hillary, and Prime has 000, Season 1. For video games, you have Granblue Fantasy Versus, that's for the PS4, Murder by Numbers, which is for the Switch and the PC, and you also have Pokemon Mystery Dungeon DX for the Switch. And all I can imagine is Pikachu in a gimp mask. That's just me. Sorry about that. For GUI News, we want to thank everyone that came and saw us. Saw the GUI crew at GalaxyCon last weekend. We had a blast talking to you and entertaining you, hopefully. We can't wait to do it all again next year. For one more thing, Marvel Comics is already home to one of the most iconic superhero characters in the world, and they're about to add a new huge name to their ranks. Marvel has revealed that a new ongoing series featuring the Japanese hero Ultraman will debut later in 2020. As revealed at Marvel Comics' next big thing panel at C2E2, the new Ultraman series is going to be titled The Rise of Ultraman, which will be co-written by Kyle Higgins and Matt Groom, with the art done by Francesco Manna. The comic appears to be a full reboot of the Ultra series, one aimed at introducing a new generation of Western readers to the Ultraman and the giant robot, giant hero genre, as well as exploring the character's iconic, heroic ideals holding up with an uncertain world of 2020. For those of us who aren't familiar with the Ultra series and Ultraman, it is a series of a few dozen different TV shows, movies, and specials about a technically advanced species similar to humans that can become giant robotic creatures for short periods of time. It is one of the most successful and profitable properties in Japanese history. This is a huge get for Marvel. They have not released the release date yet of The Rise of Ultraman 1, but we'll get more announcements in the near future. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. call us, leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.
Our next Booze Clues live event is coming back to the Dark Room on the 8th of March. So put on your drinking pants and come on out to check out Richmond's premier drinking podcast live. Booze Clues, quote-unquote, investigates the world's most spirited headlines using co-investigators from around the Richmond area, including comedians, performers, and podcasters. Come get sleuth-faced with us at 2818 West Broad Street on the second floor of the Hofheimer Building in the Dark Room in Richmond, Virginia. Doors are at 7 and show starts at 8 o'clock sharp. That's March 8th in the Hofheimer Building on the second floor in the Dark Room for Booze Clues Live.